The following is from Bloomberg View. Opinions and commentary from Bloomberg columnists.
The following commentary was written by Bloomberg View columnist William Pesek. On Jack Lew's first day as U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner's successor, he is bound to say, "I support a strong dollar." Nothing could be further from the truth. It's all a setup for Currency Wars 2.0, thanks to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who has vowed to weaken the yen to boost exports. That is sure to bring a response from China's incoming president, Xi Jinping. The last thing Xi needs is a plunge in exports as exchange rates move against him. European officials also aren't too happy, as evidenced by Luxembourg Prime Minister Jean-Claude Juncker calling the euro dangerously high. The U.S. is wary as well. President Barack Obama wants to resurrect the nation's manufacturing sector. Nothing would help that more than a weaker dollar, which the Federal Reserve seems willing to guarantee by expanding its balance sheet. Ignore the official line that governments know better than to start currency wars. They don't. It is a real risk to the world if everyone tries to devalue and export their way out of trouble. At best, this race to the bottom fails. At worst, it leads to market swings that sap confidence and stifle growth. If Lew wants a strong dollar, he will surely get it while everyone else heads the other way. That commentary was written by Bloomberg View columnist William Pesek.
This has been Bloomberg View.